Live from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
To another exciting Saturday program where you hear Cliff and Robin say, hi.
Hi.
How are you? As we sit back and just kind of enjoy the ambiance of the
fact. Anyway, what's new?
Well, first thing that can be new, or that is new, or should be new, is actually it's not new. It's just old news, and that news would be our phone number.
Our phone number would be quite similar to 646-721-9887. Now, I don't know how similar that would be, but pretty close.
Yes. It's just kind of like Common Core, which the other number you can call, by the way, is 646-721-9887, and we'll talk about that number, too.
9887 is much different than 9887.
That's true.
Yes, right.
There's different, but it's the same.
Hopefully the same if you're going to reach us with that number. However, by the way, you can just get a hold of us on Skype. If you're on a computer and you listen to it, chances are you are listening to us on a computer anyway, because is there any other way to hear us?
Live, yes, you can call us on the cell phone by dialing that number, 646-7.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know about that number unless they were listening to us on the computer.
That is true. Or unless they search the Internet or have been a former listener.
So, if you wish to just click on the Skype and get and contact us through Skype, that would be easy because no matter where you are, it's free.
Yes. And if you are shy, the chat room is open. You don't have to have an ID. You can just come in as guest and just kind of putz around and enjoy the fun. However, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you have to have a Blog Talk Radio ID, which is free, by the way. You know, it doesn't cost you.
Yeah, that's the neat thing about it. It doesn't cost you anything to get in touch with us and talk to us and leave a message for us or whatever you're doing. It's absolutely free. That's the neat part about the whole thing.
Yep. Well, that's all we have for the day, folks. So we'll see you next week.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Actually, we do have a few things on the docket that we're going to talk about today. And as always, if you're listening to us on the archives and you want to participate in the conversation, you can send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. And
if you wish to refer to a program that's already been broadcast, I'm sure we'll probably remember it and talk to you about it anyway.
Yeah, since all of our shows are archived. And
That's true. If we don't remember, we can go back and listen.
That's right. We talk to ourselves, too. Also, if there's a topic you want to talk about that we're not talking about, give us a call or send us an email and let us know what you want to talk about so we can talk about it, too. It's a lot of talk about, but we can't do it without you.
A lot of talk about. Yes.
Yes, it's called too much caffeine. Anyway,
okay.
I haven't
had a chance to get too much caffeine yet. I just started.
Well, before we scare everybody today, what we have on the top of our list today, we're going to talk briefly about we lost the great Joan Rivers, however you feel about her. You like her, you don't like her. We got some shocking news coming up regarding consumers. And we don't do this as often as we should, but Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking segment.
Okay.
But while I get prepared for one, why don't we talk a little bit about Joan Rivers?
Well, you can do that. Joan Rivers is unfortunately passed away. And, you know, I didn't realize how much I had watched Joan Rivers in the past. I haven't watched her much lately because she did go on by herself and do a show, a late night show that she hosted. And it did okay. But I remember she's a very funny lady at times. But, you know, interestingly enough, she's kind of, you either love her or you hate her, more or less. I mean, she did some funny things, but she also did some just pedantic, what is that word? Anyway, normal, everything, just normal things. She just, you know, she did some funny things at times, but at other times she just wasn't funny.
Right.
And she really, one of the things I guess I could say about her is, regardless of what you thought about her, she persevered. She just kept going, and she never stopped. And so, you know, in that way, you and I could do it. I mean, we could do this thing and just keep putting it out there, and sooner or later, some of it's going to be accepted as funny, and some of it's not. And some of it's going to be accepted as okay, and some of it's not.
Right. And at least she's one to speak her mind, like the stir she made in that one really short on the street interview, accusing Obama of being gay and Michelle being a tranny.
Well, yeah.
The thing that's funny is that she's being credited with that, and that's been on the web for quite a while. And that's about as much as people care about it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, she wasn't afraid to say what she meant, or say what she felt. I don't know if she really meant it or not. I wonder sometimes if she really meant much of what she said.
Yeah, you don't know. But like I say, at least she wasn't afraid to say it.
That's true. That's true. So, and we'll remember a lot. Everybody will. But I don't know anybody who doesn't know the name and know her and have seen her. But like I say, some people like her, some people don't, and they don't seem to be meeting in the middle about that at all, in any way, shape, or form. They just keep on keeping on. But she was very funny. She was at times very, very funny, and at other times she just kept on and on. That's all I got to say.
Can we talk?
Yeah, how about that? That's recognized worldwide, I think. And she made that popular. I mean, can we talk?
You know, the sad thing about it is that there are some people who are considering her death and how rapidly it happened, because she went in for throat surgery and then had to be rushed, I was going to say in the hospital, still in the hospital, but then had to be, I guess her heart stopped or something and had to be rushed on the life support and put into a forced coma. Some people are saying that the Illuminati or whatever, or even the Obama administration, because of her comments and views, that it's, you know, some type of conspiracy behind that. It's like, come on.
I don't think anybody was behind it. I think she's, I mean, my God, the lady was 81 years old. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, there is a time when you start getting a little worried about how long you're going to continue on. See, that's the thing for me. I worry about it a little bit, but I know I'm going to live to be 113, so I got a long ways to go yet.
You're about, what, 110 now?
Yeah, close. I feel like it at times. That's for sure.
Yeah, I just fast forwarding. Podcasting line. Yeah.
Really?
Shoot me.
You know.
No, but, you know, in all seriousness, you know, she's a funny lady, one that wasn't afraid to speak her mind, and, you know, our wishes go out to her daughter, Melissa, and stuff, and, you know, thank you, Joan, for everything you've done.
Yeah, she was a neat lady. There's just no way around that. She took her life in her own hands, and she molded it, and she did it, and what came of it was her fault.
Yeah.
And most of it was good.
Most was good. Besides, I'd give anybody credit that's not afraid to stand up before millions of people and on stage and do any type of routine.
Oh, but, yeah.
Later.
That's purgatory.
Exit. Stage left. So.
That's true.
Oh, that dates me, because nobody knows who that is. I was going to say, get up to date, kids, but they're not allowed to watch these type of programs. They're too violent.
that's an interesting thing. That things keep changing over a period of time, and what is violent and what is good and what is bad, and and what is acceptable to watch for even young adults. And it's just changes it with time, and I think it's ridiculous.
Well, thank goodness for the web, because you can watch anything you want to. And
I've seen a couple of things in the last couple of days that were pretty ridiculous, all right. Just totally absurd.
Yes.
And I can't even talk about them.
Waiting for the computer to focus. Oh, that's Common Core examples. I have one question that I was thinking. Somebody posted a really interesting thing on Common Core, is that they had a math problem. A very simple math problem. It's one of those story problems, you know, like this train A went to from point A to point B in 380 miles, and train B went from point C to point D in 280 miles, and what is the difference between the two trains traveled, which is very simple. You know, it's A minus B equals C, so to speak. Not under Common Core. They had examples of, in the three examples given, only one of them was actually the right answer, but each one took at least five lines to figure it out, where the old adage of, well, let's see, this number minus that number equals this number. And then the question I got to thinking about after we're looking at this, besides thinking the fact that my calculator won't do it the way Common Core will, is how do you check your answers?
I guess I'm lost. What the hell is Common Core?
Common Core is a new way of confusing math, which explains why people can't count change at the cash register anymore.
I'm lost. I can count change.
You can count change?
Clear.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll see if I can find a really quick example here. Might take me just a minute to find.
And I'm seeing this. I went and put in Common Core in the computer, and I've got hundreds and hundreds of answers, but they don't mean anything. Yahoo Answers results. It doesn't mean anything. Common Core is, it doesn't.
Okay, here's an example that comes to mind. The question is, find 354 plus 291. Okay. Normally, you just like stack the two on top of each other, add them together, and get 645. Wrong. That's not how you do it. Under Common Core, you take the 354, you drop the 54, and write down 300. You take the 291, and you drop the 91, and so now you're taking, and which equals 200. So now you're taking 300 plus 200, which equals 500. So the estimated sum is 500. And the answer is 645 reasonably.
Okay. You're just taking something that's actually pretty easy and making it as difficult as possible.
Thank you. That's exactly what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing that it's doing, is taking very simple math and making it totally utterly confusing. And that is...
I don't know why, when I bring up Common Core, it brings up Katie Couric. It does. Katie Couric. I don't know. What is Katie Couric? She's a philanthropist, a mother, and... Whoops.
My hair was great.
I hate it when you bring up something and puts online something else.
Yes.
I don't know what that was, but it was something. Well,
something. Okay. Anyway, 646-721-9887, if there's anything you'd like to talk about. We could be talking about things like what's going on with ISIS and the immigration and all that type of stuff. You know what? We're not going to. Because we've been talking about that for quite a bit, and everybody's talking about it, and although it's still important, I don't want to talk about it.
One thing I did want to make mention is the fact that we had a wildfire here in the Oregon area, Corvallis, and it tore through the brush in Corvallis or around Corvallis.
Which is the third largest city. Third or fourth in Oregon.
Forced the evacuation of 200 homes, and that's pretty bad. Usually wildfires kind of take place out in the wilderness all by themselves, but these didn't. This one didn't. It was right here in close to downtown. I guess nobody was injured after the whole thing is said and done, but of course, if you're going to have a big fire, it's going to happen when there's high winds, and because that's what whips it into a big fire. But that's what was last night and early this morning. So it's something that was very recent and very, very careful. And they're expecting the weekend here in Washington and Oregon. I lived so long in Washington, I keep forgetting. But anyway, here in Oregon, they're expecting it to be windy and hot and dry. And it's a possibility of having another wildfire as the thing goes along here. And we're right in the middle of it, I guess. It's kind of interesting to, again, as I say, usually you think of it as being up in the hills or up in the mountains or in eastern Washington, in the middle of nowhere or something like that. But this one's not. We've got firefighters. And the reason I bring this up is we saw it on the freeway going to what's that big town north of us? Anyway, it's about 100 acres that were burning out of control there for a while, which is quite a bit of space and it's quite a bit of worries. And it's a tribute to our fire department and the people who take care of fires and things like that, but no one was injured. It destroyed one home, and that was it. It started a few others, little fires and others, but they weren't destroyed. They were just damaged a little. But it's our firefighters do work really hard, and they don't get near as much credit as they deserve because they do work so hard, and they risk their lives every time they go out. And I just, for one, would like to say thank you to the firefighters as they go out and do their thing, because without them, we'd be in trouble. If we didn't have anybody out fighting those fires, they'd be destroying cities and towns and everything. And so we really have a lot to be thankful for the firefighters of our state and what they do. So just wanted to say that. That's all.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, these people risk their lives to save ours, and can't thank them enough.
That's true, and we really can't.
Coming up, by the way, 646-721-9887, What the Heck Are They Thinking? And we'll get to that in just a moment. And we also have something you need to be aware of on the consumer side. I love teasers.
Mm-hmm.
But first, coming up, stay tuned as we get into Robin pushing the right button, which will give us the intro to what I... Oh, there he is. It walked out all the way to the bottom of the list. Here we go.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, this is kind of more of a rant and rave than it is a... Well, actually, I'm going to give them the award to... This time, the award, once again, this makes them a two-time winner, The New Yorker, who has a habit of coming up with these stories that some places that do not do their homework actually take as real news. And one of them, and this is from the Borowitz Report, who, by the way, one clue that this story is not real, is because the Borowitz, the New York Times best-selling author and comedian, who's been writing for the New York Times since 1998, and I don't mind satire. I don't mind that type of stuff as long as it's identified as such. Headlines. Furious Obama says calls to Putin going straight to voicemail. And this was on Facebook, by the way. And again, some people have taken this as gospel without doing their research. And I've seen other articles similar that have actually, you know, you do your research. Oh, this company picked it up, or this new service picked it up, and it's just little papers or whatever. Anyways, here's kind of what it starts out as. Washington, the Barr's report. In what's called a provocative and defiant act, President Obama charged on Tuesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has started letting his calls go directly to voicemail. Speaking at the White House before this week's NATO summit, a visibly furious Obama said that Putin's new practice of letting his calls go straight to voicemail hampers the ability to discuss the future of Ukraine and other important issues going forward. Having left dozens of voicemails for the Russian president, Obama said he tried to reach him by email on Monday night, but received only an out-of-office auto reply. And quoting, given what he's been up to in Ukraine over the past few weeks, I find it impossible to believe that he has been out of his office, Obama said. The president hinted that Putin's failure to respond to his voicemails could result in additional sanctions and signaled that he did not intend to call the Russian president again. Quoting, I have left my last voicemail for him, unquote, he said, adding that the last time he called Putin, his mailbox was full.
I imagine so.
Yes. And here's the thing, and that's pretty much the whole article. And, you know, the way it's written, and of course also being from the New Yorker, it makes it sound like it's actually a legit article. While doing a search for any, or doing research on that, the only other source of this type of information came from this report, so that kind of says that under the Truth-O-Matic meter, it is totally false. But like I say, other smaller services and other people who don't take the time to actually validate their stories, you know, could probably take and run with that, and like they did on Facebook. Oh, my God. You know, the other one was Obama. It involved Obama and Putin, that in a visit over to Russia that Obama insulted Putin and called him names, and they kind of led that to be a legit story, where it's like, first of all, I don't even think Obama would be that stupid to call Putin names to his face.
I don't think Obama has the guts to call Putin. I mean, Putin has, let's face it, he controls a big part of the world as far as his he could start a war real easy. I mean, and I don't know that I would know him well enough to know that he wouldn't do that. I mean, I don't know him that well, and I don't think even Obama knows him that well. I don't think they're good buddies.
Right. No, but on that same type of thing, like in the Carter administration, when they had the hostages, you know, we kind of tried to negotiate, and Russia just kind of says, well, we'll give it a shot. Didn't work. We're going to come after your families. And they got their hostages released in no time. Well, same thing here with the ISIS thing, where the Russian, in fact, this is one headline. I'm just going to kind of scan here. Vladimir Putin responded to the Islamic State threat against his country on Wednesday by saying these bastards will be destroyed, and that Russian sons will, quote, wring the neck of any enemy in his own lair. Where Obama's response to similar actions were America will not be intimidated, and that America could make the ISIS a manageable problem, even though currently Obama has admitted that he really doesn't have a plan.
You know, this thing of the calls going to voicemail, who started it, do you know?
Well, like I said, it's just the...
Well, whoever started it, the reason I ask is because I want to know how they do it. They've got, it's all over the internet. I mean...
Exactly. What's his name? Andy Borowitz. You know, he starts this thing out, and it looks like a real news broadcast. They show a picture of Obama sitting at his desk looking frustrated with his phone in his hand. And, you know, the way he writes it, it sounds like a real report. It doesn't say anything, you know, the page just says, in fact, folks, if you want to just go to thenewyorker.com and look for Borowitz, B-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. And if you look at the address up there, the web address, it's newyorker.com/humor/Borowitz report. And then, of course, read Borowitz's bio down there at the bottom. It says he's a comedian. But otherwise, everything else just looks like, you know, it's a regular news report.
Well, however, whoever Borowitz is, and whatever and however he does it, we've got to take note here, because if we want to get really anywhere, I mean, we've got to learn how to do this, because, my God, he must have, what is, 25, 30 pages of it. I mean, a huge amount. And it's all over the Internet. And if we want to get all over the Internet, that's how to do it, obviously.
Well, and the reason why I'm giving him the What the Heck Are You Thinking Award, because under the what's going on in the world, I mean, I'm all in favor for satire. I mean, you know, good satire, I love it. You know. But there's a time and place, and an email or an article like this, especially coming from a major magazine, and without saying that it's, you know, satire or whatever, it's just, in my opinion, poorly, in just a poor taste.
Well, I would agree with that. Now, most of the pages that I'm going to, that I see it coming up on, does, the first words are, the article below is satire.
Right.
And almost every one of them has that in front of it. There are a couple who don't, however, and those who don't, if you happen to get to those first, you could be worried.
Exactly. Because, you know, what if this was actually true? I mean, for one thing, you know. What if the Russians were putting our presence to voicemail? I mean, imagine how that would be as an international incident.
Yeah. In the first place, don't we have a red phone that you don't even have to dial?
Okay.
And it doesn't go like a regular phone, so you couldn't put it to voicemail?
In fact, apparently, looking at some of the other stuff that he's written, he does a lot of these. Like, here's another one. McCain rips Obama's failure to bomb Stonehenge. Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, blasted President Obama on Saturday for failing to bomb Stonehenge while in the United Kingdom on the NATO summit. In quotes, "This is a time when it's important to send our enemies the message that the United States is strong," McCain told Fox News. "I can think of no better way to do it than blowing Stonehenge off the map."
Well, they'd be in real trouble, because we've got a Stonehenge in Washington State, right on the border there between Washington and Oregon.
And another one is growing pressure on Obama to do something stupid. Washington, the Borowitz Report, arguing that his motto is "don't do stupid stuff" is not a coherent foreign policy. Critics of the Obama, or critics of President Obama, are pressuring him to do something stupid without further delay. Senator John McCain, Arizona, and Senator Lindsey Graham led the attack on Thursday, blasting Obama for failing to craft a stupid response to a crisis in Iraq, Syria, and Ukraine. But see, that, in a way, is kind of funny, because that there's no way that could be serious.
Yeah, yeah. And well, sometimes when it can be funny like that, and there's no way it can be serious, you can laugh at it. But I don't know. Sometimes it's like you say, it's awfully easy for these news media, I guess you could call them news media, to pick stuff like that up and not know that it's funny, supposed to be funny,
right.
And that can create big problems, I think. Of course, as I say, as you say, everybody says you can find anything you want on the Internet, just absolutely anything you want on the Internet, or no matter what it happens to be. And so, consequently, you do have to be careful what you're reading on the Internet, because or whether maybe as you can have videos on the internet too. They can be just as bad as reading it.
Well, but that's why I always say, check your sources. And don't just go by one particular source, even if it's a major news like ABC, NBC, or whatever, CNBC, you know.
They could have picked it up accidentally and not realized it.
Right. Don't rely on one source.
That's a good idea. And I and of course, like you say, it does take a little bit longer, but there's so many different sources, and you can find out what's going on the internet, and it's not that hard to do. It's, you know, you can the internet does the searching for you, so it's fairly easy, and it's not that difficult to make sure what you've got is real.
Exactly. Like, here's one that this I actually would consider kind of funny in a way. Another one of Borowitz's thing, headline, used tool purchased for $1.8 million. New York. A used tool that has been on the market for several months was purchased on Tuesday for a whopping price of $1.8 million. While it may not have set a new record, the sale price raised eyebrows, as many observers noting that the $1.8 million was a lot to pay for this particular tool. But others defended the purchase, arguing that the tool had been successfully bought and sold many times in the past. And that's the article.
Okay.
Besides that, I just thought of something. If that's all it takes to write for the New Yorker, sign me up. I could do a hell of a lot.
Yeah, you should get a job. Of course, now, what do they pay? They may not pay much.
I don't know. But I mean, go to Robin Wonders on Blog Talk Radio, or not Blog Talk, I forgot my own address now. Anyways, you search for Robin Wonders, and you'll see my previous blog, and you can tell I can do a lot better writing than this.
Probably doesn't take much talent to do a lot better writing than what I'm... You know, just because it's in a... What I want to say, I am a world... I'm a published author, worldwide published author. Now, that sounds impressive, I suppose, except that I've only written one article in a broadcast magazine that was sent worldwide.
Yeah.
Which means I have written an article that went worldwide in a broadcast magazine. And it's a published article. But doesn't mean it was good or bad or indifferent. It does mean it was good enough that our magazine picked it up and ran it. But it was pretty limited as far as scope is concerned. I mean, it didn't include everybody. A lot of people didn't care. I mean, if you weren't in the broadcasting industry, you probably wouldn't worry about it at all. You didn't even notice it. But that's the point. You could make it a worldwide broadcast, a worldwide published article, and it doesn't have to say anything.
No, yep. In fact, you can technically say that we are internationally known.
Well, that's true. And we really are, because we've had people call from places other than the United States.
By the way, it's my blog, which I haven't updated in quite a while, so don't look for it, is still number two on the Google search, which is Robin's Nest, robinwanders.blogspot.com.
Hmm.
So,
interesting. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call. If you want to call this program and talk to us right now, you can do that, and you can do that free of charge. Well, no, not necessarily. 646-721-9887. That's not necessarily a free call from everywhere, but you can go and reach us on Skype, and that is free no matter where you're reaching us from. And if you have a computer, which you're listening to us on a computer, or else you're not listening to us, period. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call. You know, it's amazing how many people have the new system, new telephone systems. You could call free from your phone from anywhere. It's amazing how many people, people have telephones that have unlimited long-distance phone calls. So that would make it free anyway.
Exactly. 646-721-9887, getting into one of the larger topics of today that I was saying for later in the program, which, by the way, we have 24 minutes remaining. I have two words for you, Mr. Cliff. Light bulb.
light bulb?
Light bulb.
Light bulb.
Yes.
The incandescent light bulb is gone.
Yes, the incandescent light bulb is gone, and what is left of it is going away. But also coming up, too, is, as I just hit the wrong button and stop it, the page I had one up just went away, speaking of going away.
You certainly have a lot of trouble with your computer. You're fighting with your computer all the time.
Well, part of it is that stupid thing didn't update on me again, and now it's, I'm going to figure out how to turn this feature off, is that if you move your mouse up towards the tabs, it decides to display a preview of what that tab is, which happens to overwrite wherever you have to be reading at the time. And it's something new with the browser that I'm using. And
what browser are you using?
Opera.
Oh, remind me, I won't ever use it.
Yes. Chrome I used to use a lot because it used to work better, but then they forced us into using HTML5 for videos, and the older computers, like myself, doesn't like it because it really bogged them down. And plus, it's been having shockwave issues. The Firefox works better, but sometimes it's just... when you close it, it hangs in the background, so I don't know. I haven't found the perfect browser yet, but I'm still looking. But anyways, back to the story. As you know, the 100-watt light bulb and incandescent light bulb is no longer available. The 40 and 60, I don't think the 60 is available. I know the 75-watt is not available, and you have to go with the fluorescence, which contains mercury, or the LED, or whatever, some other type of alternative. Well, next...
All of which are more expensive.
All of which are more expensive, and some last and some don't, and some have good light, some don't. Very expensive. In fact, in the motorhome, I just changed out one of the overhead lights for an LED light, which cost me $20, and just experimenting with it, because at least one thing is not as hot, so it doesn't melt the plastic. But that's either here or there, except the fact I'm stretching this out.
Well, it should it is here or there because it should probably last a lot longer than the incandescent light bulb.
You would hope. I've actually had like fluorescent light bulbs die within a few days. I've had some that last for a while, but I mean, not everything that's new is perfect.
Well, that's true, and you can get some things that are, you can buy some cheap things that are terrible,
right?
And that happens every once in a while.
I bought some stuff that just taking it out of the blister pack gets destroyed. I was trying to open up the blister pack. But anyways, moving forward, one of the next targets, at least coming up in the UK, European countries, is besides the light bulb, is your Humble vacuum cleaner.
It's going away?
Well, under new regulations over in Europe, the high-powered vacuum cleaners... will become illegal. The European Union restriction on high-powered vacuum cleaners that took effect on September 1st has sent wall-to-wall carpet into a panic as consumers are rushing out to stock up on high-powered devices before the ban in supplies. Under the new restriction, manufacturers will no longer be able to make vacuum cleaners that use more than 1,600 watts of power, and European retailers can't import any models that exceed the limit. The rule is intended to make the cleaners more efficient and more environmentally friendly.
I'm confused because, 1,600 watts, you know, one of the things they can do, I suppose, is base their research on making vacuum cleaners more efficient. I mean, 1,600 watts is a lot. It's quite a lot, I think.
Well, and I don't know what that converts over to amps because, their system, I think they're, 220 volts or something like that.
Well, at 1,500 watts at 110, it converts over close to 15 amps.
Right.
And it's a lot.
For some of our vacuum cleaners, in fact, they used to advertise at, 15 amps of power. And people go, wow, it draws a lot of current. I must have that.
Well, see, that's the problem. We have the same thing with hair dryers. Hair dryers over, 15 watts, 1,500 watts, 2,000 watts, whatever. And 90% of them weren't more any didn't dry your hair any faster than with 1,000 watts, because it's you're making them. What I don't want to say cheap necessarily, but you're not using them efficiently. In other words, you can get as much heat and out of 1,000 watts as you do out of 2,000 watts because it's made better.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they say that the new law will save enough energy that by 2020 to power the London Underground for two decades, the equivalent of 19 terawatt hours of electricity. Well, of course, you can bet that, if it's happening over there, that sooner or later there's going to be a ban on the vacuum cleaners over here at some point, too, just like the light bulb, or if nothing else, this article will give them the idea of, hey, you know what, we should, Al Gore is probably looking at the vacuum cleaners right now, and I just have to look at him and just say, you know what, Al, they suck.
And he wouldn't catch on.
And he'd probably go right over his head.
Probably, more than likely.
Yes.
But, it's interesting because, I don't know, it's, for one thing, we're paying way too much for vacuum cleaners, I believe, because they're just not that expensive. You don't need to have a 1,600 watts. You can make a huge motor, a really high power motor for 1,600 watts, and you don't need that much power to suck up dirt. I mean, it just isn't necessary. You can suck up dirt with, a 20-watt motor, for God's sakes.
Well, I don't know if they do that. The biggest thing, the reason why the power is just like your lawnmower, having a 4 or 5 horsepower lawnmower works better than a 2 or 3 horsepower lawnmower, that it can handle more volume and doesn't get bogged down.
But when would your vacuum cleaner ever get bogged down?
Well, depends on what is your sucking.
I hope I don't have stuff in my house that is going to require a 1,600 watt vacuum cleaner to suck it up myself. I just believe that you can make things that are much, much, much more efficient and do much a better job than spending that huge amount of money and a huge amount of power to get out.
Well, especially in the U.S., I know that we can make a lot of things that suck.
Well, yeah. That can be taken 2 or 3 ways.
Yes. In any industry.
Really. But I really believe that we've got to start, as long as we're spending so much money on these things. I mean, vacuum cleaners go from generally are $300 or $400 for a good vacuum cleaner, and of course they don't need to be that much. They just don't need to be that much. I mean, here's vacuum cleaners for $600, $500. It's just not necessary. There's just no necessity of being that much. And the thing is, if we're going to spend that kind of money, let's spend that kind of money on being efficient instead of just throwing power at it. Let's make it work with less power.
I have a solution for this.
Okay.
Okay, this is the way Congress and everything else works. If we don't like it, we'll pass a law against it. So, in other words, we'll just pass a law making it dirt illegal.
Well, that could be scary, because if you make dirt illegal, never mind.
Unless, of course, you have undocumented dirt in your house.
Well, that's the thing. There are going to be everybody's dirt is going to be undocumented at that point.
Yes.
But it's just we need to make things more efficient. I mean, everything, a lot of things could be a lot more efficient than they are, and it'd be good for all of us. Because, let's face it, the less electricity we use, the less... Because electricity is expensive and it's hard to generate. I'm so accustomed to living in the Northwest, where electricity is fairly inexpensive, or should be. and it's easy to generate because you got all these rivers and streams and things that you can just put a jam across the river and presto, you put a generator in there and you got electricity. And it, you know, effectively, once you've made the dam and once you put the generator in, it's free. But that's not true. You've got to maintain it and all that sort of thing. So it isn't that expensive. Well, but the thing is, we sell it to other people. We give it away, we sell it to other states where they need electricity. California uses a lot of our electricity, and that makes the electricity here more expensive for us. And I'm a little tired of that.
Well, so we're taking away some of the dams, too, because of fish.
Well, you know, I understand that they're supposed to be doing that. I don't think they've done very much of it. But there's got to be a way around it. There's got to be a way of helping the fish up. I mean, we do fish ladders and we do all kinds of things. And if nothing else, we'll go out and gather up the water and just truck them up, you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be ways around that. But the thing is, there's also got to be lots of ways just the Columbia River, for example. We've got about 11 dams on the Columbia River, and most of them have a way for the fish to go up the river and not bother the generation of electricity. And so, you know, they don't have to take the dams out. They just put river runs or fish runs, I guess, I don't know what they're called, around the dams. And the fish can live there in the dams, and so can the people live with the dams.
That sounds damn frustrating, if you ask me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, that's true. It is a little... Well, let's say, you know, if we're going to spend the money, let's spend it on something that's logical rather than some of the stuff that we're doing. I mean, it's ridiculous how we're doing this sort of thing and just spending money helter-skelter. Let's be logical about it and do it the right way. I mean, there's got to be a right and a wrong way about how we spend our money and getting accomplishing the purpose. I mean, if we can, we've got the technology. We are the smartest people in the world. Well, of course. Anyway, so we can figure out a way of building a dam that allows the fish to exist and do their thing, and still, you know, if the river is big enough, we can build a dam that's big enough to still leave enough room for the fish to go as well, in both ways, up and down.
646-721-9887. We've got less than 10 minutes remaining in the program. Still time to give us a call. You do that right now, because if you do that in 15 minutes, you'll be too late.
646-721-9887. You know, I would really like to have more people calling and letting us know what they think about, that they would like to talk about, because, you know, not every day we can come up with. It's a pretty quiet day as far as news is concerned, and I'd like to have somebody else come up with something. Somebody must have something on their mind that they'd be interested in.
Well, and one thing, and this is going to be I bitch and moan about this a lot. I bitch and moan about a lot of things a lot. It's my job. Anyway, Blog Talk Radio, of course, every time they make changes, our numbers get affected. And what we're on right now is what they consider prime time, being that this is, according to their demographics, is supposed to be one of the most popular times for broadcast. Well, I have to disagree with that, and I put this call out quite a few times in the past, is that I would like people to at least go to Facebook or go to Twitter or send us an email and let us know, when you come and visit Blog Talk Radio, when do you do this? But, you know, instead of going by Blog Talk Radio, taking Blog Talk Radio's word for it, we'd like to know when you do. Because, I mean, we get hundreds of people downloading our archives, you know, like this show here. We'll probably have 200-300 downloads within a month, but it'd be kind of nice to know when so we can match your schedule more by taking an average, because otherwise, you know, it's just one of the biggest complaints that people have about Blog Talk Radio. It's like listening to two people back and forth, and unless we can have a topic that you're interested in, because it's really about you when you get right down to it. And so, you know, we'd like to basically match you with us and get you to participate. Otherwise, you can sit here and just listen to us rant and rave and hear our opinions. And if that turns you on, that's fine, too. I mean, because Cliff and I can talk about anything, and it's a lot of times...
And we can talk about anything forever.
Exactly. Again, pick a topic, we'll find a way to do point-counterpoint.
There is a thing here that I found that was kind of interesting. A gentleman who whose father died behind bars last month at 62 of liver failure and other diseases, and he's worried. He's upset because they didn't give him anything to dull the pain, to work on the pain, and he believes that he should have been given heroin for his pain in jail. And he was released just a few weeks before his father died. He stayed clean, but he was an addict originally. And because what they did is they give him a special shot, I guess, when he got out of the prison. And this particular shot was really expensive, because it's like $1,000 for a shot of this, but it for like 2.5-3 months it kept him from going back on any drugs, and I think this is, if we have this available, and because it kept him that long, it kept him straight and kept him good that long, he was able to get a job and get along, and he didn't have to go back for going back on drugs. So for that amount of days, it cost, I guess it's not quite as long as I thought it was, 25 days anyway, but it's nearly $1,000 a shot for one of these shots. But the thing is, he is still out and doing well and has a job and doing well at his job because of that shot that kept him good for a long period of time. And something like that, you know, it seems to me that's a better way to spend our money than keeping him locked up. Letting him go out and become a useful citizen again is a much better deal than spending money to take care of him in a prison, because it's way, way, way more expensive than it should be to keep people incarcerated, because I don't know why. I really don't know why it's that expensive, but they give it to us as being that expensive. I, to be honest with you, I sometimes think it's that they're lying about it, but then I don't have anything to go along to say that's true. But if we want to spend our money, spend it by giving him this drug it's a non-addictive drug, supposedly, that they can give him, that when they get out, they all of a sudden, for whatever reason, don't want drugs for 25 days or so, a little, maybe longer. And that's, you know, if they got something that they can do that with, let's start using it, for heaven's sakes, and give it to everybody that gets out of jail. Not all jails are doing it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, substance abuse is one of, you know, I went to a page that shows you what people are in jail for, and like 55% of people in jail are there for drugs. I mean, it's just all there is to it, and the biggest amount of people, other than the drugs people, are only like 20%. I mean, it's a huge difference. So if we have a way of keeping people from wanting to go back to that drug product problem that they had when they went in, and it's even at $1,000 a shot, I think it's a very good concept that we should try working on with it and working with it more and seeing if we can help people out, because that's the thing that helps people. And you know, one of the things I think should be done is these people who are getting out of the rehabilitation program and going out to become a usable citizen. If they could perhaps contribute their maybe $10 or $20 a month back to that program for other people to have the same abilities that they've had, for other people to get that same drug and have a shot of that when they get out. I mean, it seems to me that would be a logical move. And I agree that it's $1,000 a shot is a little bit high, but if we can do it and it helps fight recidivism, then let's get on the ball and do it, because it's about time we started doing something other than just locking people up doesn't do a thing.
Exactly. By the way, I have a quick announcement, by the way. Earlier I spoke to changes with Blog Talk Radio. One of the changes that they made is when we can schedule our programs. And in the past, we've been able to go through and schedule our programs like several weeks at a time. Well, they decided that due to abuse by people scheduling programs and not showing up to do their programs, those time slots are reserved by not doing it. So even though if you come to our page and you notice that there's no future program scheduled, it's not true. We will be back at our normal time every week. It's just that we're not allowed to schedule ahead of time now, at least not by going, putting the description saying I want it repeated for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. I have to do each show individually now. And how far ahead they'll let me do it, I don't know, because this is just a change I discovered actually 2 or 3 days ago when I went ahead and set up the schedule for today's program. So don't panic. We're still...
Regardless of whether they like it or not, we're going to be back. And we keep trying to work around them and work with them, for that matter. So even though they changed the rules, we still work with them.
Exactly. We keep saying this. We've got more stuff coming up in the future, so keep checking back with us. And again, if you have any suggestions other than the fact of totally going away, we want to hear them.
Well, you can suggest us to go away, too. Doesn't mean we'll have to take that and do it and you work with it. We're not ready to go yet.
All right. But we'll be back next week.
All right. Have fun. Until then, bye.
Yes, and like I say, be sure to send us an email, talk@grbnradio.com. Like us on Facebook and Twitter. And we're always interested in your show ideas and opinions. And if you think we're boring, tell us that too. What you'd like to see from us, because we definitely want to see you. So, again, we'll be back next Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Very channel.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.